Fantasy Football Winners. For winners. For winners.
Justin Jefferson needs about 50 yards to reach 1,000 receiving yards on the season. That's too many plays next week. He'll have probably a 25% chance of getting there, given what this offense looks like these days. Although the offense has been much better the last 4 weeks, but Jefferson hasn't been a major beneficiary of that. He's a really interesting and frustrating, if you drafted him, fantasy asset. He's in his prime. He's basically, you know, a sure thing every year, except this year. And we see that quarterback play, bad quarterback play, can make all the difference. I made a kind of a slightly sarcastic comment on the blog about a week ago, that maybe it was 2 weeks ago, that Jefferson, you know, if at some point in 2026, he might be looking to figure out, how do I get out of this place? He could be wasting his best years on a team where, you know, he's vastly underutilized for what he can do. He can be a 1,400-yard receiver. He's done that. He could do it again. He's nowhere close to that because of poor quarterback play. So I made that comment, and somebody pushed back, and it was a polite pushback, and I appreciated it, that you know, Jefferson's not going anywhere. He signed, I think, through 2028. That doesn't mean that he can't grumble about it. It doesn't mean he can't say, you know, through his, you know, agent or whoever, that, you know, he's looking for options to move on and go somewhere else, because, it can be frustrating for a player who is used to dominating to be on a team where, he's no longer dominating, and, where a team is going nowhere. I mean, this Vikings team defensively, very strong. Offensively, they have an aging running back who's still great, but averaging the worst yards per carry of his career. I'm talking about Aaron Jones. Jordan Mason, who's had his, you know, injury issues whenever he's been spot starting over the last couple of years. And a stable, seemingly stable receiving core of Jefferson and Jordan Addison, who is entering his final year of his rookie contract next year, and then he has a team option for a fifth year. And TJ Hockenson, who, when he was signed to an extension a few years ago, was made the highest paid tight end in the NFL. And these days, he's playing like the 30th best tight end in the NFL. It's really not mostly his fault, and mostly it's just, again, poor quarterback play. He's just not getting a lot of looks. So Jefferson is really, really tough to figure out ahead of next season. His ADP could be all over the map. I'm going to say right now, I would project that his wide receiver ADP, you can bookmark this and come back to it in May or June, whenever the ADPs first start to materialize. I think he's going to be the WR18. I think the expectation is going to be for an in-his-prime wide receiver. He'll be better than he was this year, but he's not going to be anywhere close to elite. That'll be the hedge that the market has for someone like Jefferson. And Jordan Addison will probably be, you know, 35th ranked, somewhere near 32nd to 35th, I would say. Hockenson probably 12th, maybe 14th. Who knows, maybe worse. But I think there's a decent chance that he'll be top 14. Jefferson is a buying opportunity and a fade opportunity at the same time. That's what makes him so interesting and so frustrating. That entering 2026, it seems the quarterback play can't get any worse. It seems that J.J. McCarthy started to figure things out before he got hurt. Also could have been matchup based, and it could have been that they just had the right matchups at the right time, and that against, you know, better defenses, McCarthy is going to show his true colors, if that's what they are, and that Jefferson's going to be unstartable in fantasy. Next year is kind of like a Bryce Young year, in a sense, for J.J. McCarthy. It's his chance to prove, is he a franchise quarterback? And if he's playing very poorly in the first month and a half, it's quite possible Minnesota will decide, all right, year three, we've seen enough. Let's move on. But J.J. McCarthy also could show the kind of development that elevates Jefferson or allows Jefferson to be the person he is as an elite wide receiver. So if his ADP is 18 next year, overall, that's looking at maybe a mid fourth round pick. I'm just kind of estimating there in a 12 team league. That seems like a good spot to get a team's number one wide receiver in his prime. And you just hope that the quarterback play is better, or that during the offseason, they have worked on this issue enough where there's going to be a greater commitment to Jefferson. Even if they have to try to force it to him, there will be a greater commitment. If his ADP, if I'm wrong, if his ADP is like top 10 to 12, then all bets are off. Because at that point, you're investing a little too much. Now you're going late second round, early third round, probably late second. And that might be too much for a guy coming off such a weak season. But that difference between, you know, WR10 and WR18, I think, is significant, because that's pushing it down another round or two. And it gives you the chance to take a risk where if you whiff, it's only a fourth round pick. And if you whiff, it's not as if Jefferson's going to get you 600 yards. He's still on a bad year, he's going to get you 1,000 yards. So you're still getting some kind of floor. It just happens to be that the floor most weeks might be unstartable, especially in shallow leagues. So that's kind of what we're looking at next year. Big, 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 big thing to follow is what Minnesota does at quarterback. Do they bring in a veteran to make sure that they have support for McCarthy, so that Max Brosmer is not the backup? And secondly, how does McCarthy look in the preseason? Does he look like he's taken another step forward and he can build on some of his success late this season? I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime and see you tomorrow.